Welcome to the Fishers of Men, a missionary Baptist ministry featuring Brother Mike Bronner of Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. If you would like to contact Brother Mike Bronner, his mailing address is P.O. Box 1523, Petersburg, Alaska 99833, or you can reach him at KRSA at area code 907-772-3891. It's time now for the Fishers of Men on KRSA.
Oft I wondered
what I'll see when I reach eternity.
In that land
there's no more night,
for my Savior is the light, and his shining face I'll one day gladly see.
I will see
in that land
there'll be no crying.
In that land
there'll be no dying.
In that land I'll see my loved ones who have gone. I will live with my dear Savior in that land. As I journey
down here,
Satan covers all the light with fear,
doubt and fear.
My fear is gone.
All my fear is gone.
For when I reach my new home, Satan's forces cannot enter over.
In that land
there'll be no crying.
In that land
there'll be no dying.
In that land I'll see my loved ones who have gone.
I will live with my dear Savior in that land.
Many valleys I went through,
but my Lord went through them too,
held my hand every step of the way,
all the way. He's by my side,
yes, he's by my side,
till I reach my home on high. Been with him forever, I'll stay.
What a day.
In that land
there'll be no crying.
In that land
there'll be no dying.
In that land I'll see my loved ones who have gone. I will live with my dear Savior in that land,
bright land.
I will live with my dear Savior in that land, bright land.
Good evening. This is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. We're thankful to be able to be back to the radio station once again today and have what we consider another God-given opportunity that we might come this way and try to bring a message from the Word of God. We have been in prayer, trying to prayerfully consider what we ought to bring, and the subject that's before us is what we feel like that through prayer that we should address, and just appreciate very much those of you who that pray for us as we try to prepare to come this way. We've said many times that we believe very much that the work that's done, that it is a work of the Lord, and we need His guidance, and we count upon it. So thank you for your prayers, and ask you to continue to pray for us, that as we come this way, the things that's brought would truly be such as to be helpful to all who tune in. We had a song played as we come on. Hope you've enjoyed the good song. I enjoy the way that that song is sang. And thinking about In That Land, I believe very much there is a country. The Bible refers to it as a better country, a heavenly country, a place that the Lord has gone to prepare for those who love Him, love His appearing. And I think, I believe very much that there is a place that God has prepared for those who've been born of the Spirit. And I think really in that place that there's a special place prepared for those who've not only been born again, but those who unite to the Lord in His church and serve Him down through life. I don't think in any way that means that those people are without sin, that they never sin, that they never do anything wrong. The Scripture even tells us if we say that we're without sin, that we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. I believe, though, that the Lord will help us to overcome those stumbling blocks, that we can live in such a way where we press toward that which is truly right and good consistently in God's eyes, and He's there to help us and bless those who would lean upon Christ and follow Him through life. I am thankful today for God's rich mercy, knowing that God is truly, truly, even in spite of shortcomings, God's there to receive and help when we'll confess our sins and lean upon Him. So I hope you've enjoyed that good song and the thoughts in it, thinking about that land that the Lord has gone to prepare for the redeemed. We do need to go to the Lord in prayer, and then after we pray, we'll try to take up a thought that's on our heart. So if it's to where you can like to join with us, let us pray. Holy and wise Heavenly Father, we're thankful for another opportunity that we might come to another day that You have allowed us to rise with a portion of health and means that we might do so. We're thankful for those who that support the work, and thankful, Lord, for this place that allows the message to go forth. Pray that You would bless each. Forgive us, Father, our sins. And forgive us our shortcomings. Help us, Lord, that as we come along the days of our lives, that be such, Lord, that You could bless and use to help others to find Thee, our God. We ask You, Father, to remember the many sad and needy circumstances. Remember those who are afflicted, those who are caught in those things, Lord, which that have them snared. We pray for deliverance and ask You to remember those who are sad and lonely. Remember mostly those who know Thee not, nor the free pardon of sin. We pray, Lord, that there would be a great awakening, yea, stirring of the souls and hearts and minds, and that eyes would be turned toward Christ to find that soul salvation which is truly in Him. We ask You to remember those who are born again, pressing through this life, though perhaps wayward. We pray, Lord, that the great call of God reach unto them, to be stirred up, to see wherein lieth the truth of Thy house, and bless them that they might be led thereunto. Bless the church that she'd be awakened to Thy will, and that, Father, she'd be stirred up to be revived and seek ever to follow after Thee and doing the great work of God. Remember, Lord, our country and help it, for we stand in a needy time. Let our eyes be open to the things which that ought to be done, that good and right actions would be taken, Father. And that, Lord, that those who would be placed in leadership positions, that, Lord, that they'd be supported as they ought and by those that know Thee. Lord, we pray again for our soldiers on foreign soil. Pray You'd protect them, deliver them from harm's way. Watch over their families in their separation. Help them, Lord, to be reunited. Ask You, Lord, now to bless this work. Help it, Lord, to accomplish that You'd have it to accomplish. We'll be cautious to give You the praise, for we ask these favors and blessings in Christ's name. For His name's sake, we do ask it all. Amen. As we tried to prepare, we find ourselves still studying through what's sometimes called some of the basic principles of belief that stems from the Bible. I believe very much in studying the Bible, and the Bible is the very sole source of all instruction. And I think that there's been a good job that's been done. Many have set their hand to study to find what are the basic principles that are taught in the Bible. And we are studying through those, been trying to present a series of messages upon this subject. And sometimes what's called articles of faith, they have been written to encapture not deep theology, but just the basics. And we are on the eighth point in these articles. Anyone who's interested in trying and studying these more deeply, you're welcome to tune in, to go to a website which that addresses this subject, has this information contained upon it. The website is called fisherofmenbaptistic.com. That's one Fisher of Men. Baptistic is like Baptist, but it's Baptistic and relating to Baptist, but Baptistic.com. And there are many resources there. You could find previously recorded sermons that have gone out from this place. They are there that you can go back and listen to those. There are links to these articles and some other articles that have been written. Some booklets are there as well, and all that's free for your use as you would like to use it. And you're welcome to do so. So we're on the eighth point, and the eighth point is on what's called repentance and faith. And we'd like to read some scriptures which help us introduce these thoughts. And the scriptures we'll read is out of the Gospel according to Luke. And down in the last chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, we'll read in the 24th chapter. And beginning with the 44th verse of this chapter, we find it written. And this is speaking of Jesus Christ. And he said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. And said unto them, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things." We'll stop reading here. This gives us a brief reading lesson from the 24th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, read from verse 44 down through verse 48. As we said, we're addressing the point of repentance and faith. I think it's important to notice that in this article that this is the order which that is given. That's the biblical order, repentance and faith. Repentance precedes faith, that faith which that results in soul salvation and forgiveness of sins. Not that there's a difference. Soul salvation occurs when sins are forgiven. So in reading these scriptures, I notice that the Lord, in speaking here to those who followed him during his personal ministry, you'll find in studying that there are 11 who are present, these 11 apostles. He tells them that it was written, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, to rise from the dead the third day." This is the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And he says, "And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations." So repentance and remission of sins is the doctrine, and that the Lord is presenting to the church, that it should go forth and that it should teach this doctrine of repentance and remission of sins. I notice that in this very basic point relating to repentance and faith, notice how that the article says this: "We believe that repentance and faith are sacred duties and also inseparable graces wrought in our souls by the regenerating Spirit of God." When a person is in a condition to where that they can repent, it is a biblical fact that the Spirit of God has moved upon their heart, that the truth has been brought to a person's attention down on a spiritual level. And having the truth brought to bear upon our hearts through the Spirit of God, a person seeing their self in that dreadful condition in which they're in, and that's all of us. I can't say those people out there, because I remember plainly when I was saved, how that as the Spirit of God brought the truth to my attention, how it impacted me, and I came to the place where that I repented. If I hadn't have, I believe that it would have been absolutely my fault. But the Spirit of God did indeed bring the truth to my attention inwardly. Think about this verse of Scripture that teaches us this. Over in Romans and in chapter 2, Scripture here asks the question. Verse 4, or despisest thou the riches of His goodness, speaking of God's goodness, and forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? The goodness of God is what brings us to repentance. God, in spite of our sins, in spite of all of our deeds which we've done, the things we've said, the things we failed to do when we ought to have done them, all those things, in light of all that, it's God's goodness that brings the truth to our attention. And as it does, it brings us, as His goodness leads us, unto repentance. I think then how that the Scripture also teaches in Romans chapter 7, down in verse 13, speaking about how the very law of God, the law of God is good, it's holy, the commandment's holy, and just and good. And then the question's asked, verse 13 of Romans 7, was then that which is good made death unto me? The Scripture says that the wages of sin is death. So is it the good and holy and just commandments of God that made us sinners? Scripture says, God forbid. But sin, in other words, sin's already in us. We've already sinned. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that is, the wages of sin is death, because the commandment says, thou shalt not. And it's expressing that which is totally right and good. And but the sin that's within us, acting in its natural way, comes up against the commandment and becomes, the Scripture says, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. Brother, there is a sorrow that comes from that. There is a, you look at it honestly and you're sincere about it, it brings about a trouble. It brings about a sorrow. That's where repentance, that's where we're at the place where that we can indeed repent. I think about the next point that's in this article. It says, speaking of the sacred duties of repentance and faith, which is wrought in our souls by the regenerating Spirit of God, whereby, being deeply convinced of our guilt, danger, and helplessness, and of the way of salvation by Christ, we turn to God with unfeigned contrition, confession, and supplication for mercy. So, scriptures which bring this to our attention include, but it's not limited to these, what we find in such places as Acts in chapter 2. Acts in chapter 2, down in verse 38. Now, you can read Acts chapter 2 for yourself. I'm going to hit a couple of verses here because of our lack of time. But you'll find on this occasion the Apostle Peter is preaching. He's bringing to these people's mind the truth as it is in Christ Jesus, how God sent him into the world and he, living a sinless life, gave himself. He was hung on a tree, nailed to the cross, not for his own actions, but for our sins. And as he did so, he is the sacrifice, the substitute for you and I, that our faith in him, through faith in him, repentance toward God and faith toward him, we can be redeemed. We can be forgiven our sins. And as this message was being brought to the attention of these, a crowd of people, they cried out, and as they were pricked in their heart, verse 37 of Acts chapter 2 says, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren. Just like to note that he wasn't just asking Peter, they called on the group. What are we supposed to do? Men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. It's like seeing people walking towards a cliff, a high and dangerous cliff, walking towards destruction and yelling out, pleading with them, Save yourself from the destruction, from that path that you're on. Save yourself. Turn from the danger. Turn to Christ to find salvation. How did he express this? Repent. So we find that being moved, stirred deeply, being pricked in their heart, and they pled out, cried out, What shall we do? And the answer was, Repent. I think again, how that these two points tie together, repentance and faith. Over in Acts chapter 16, we find that there was a message that was delivered on Acts chapter 16, as these men, the man Paul and his partner Silas, they together had been thrown into prison for preaching the cross, preaching Christ crucified. But having been beaten, thrown into prison, they were not down and distraught, but down about midnight, they sang praises to God. They prayed and sang praises to God, and God shook that prison there that night. And the soldiers present, those who were keeping the jail, were moved with terror and fear because they'd received a charge to not let anybody out. But at the prison being shaken, the very door itself came open. They were afraid that these men had escaped. Paul and Silas cried out that they were still present. And on that occasion, it says in verse 29 of Acts chapter 16, Now he'd heard the singing. He witnessed what happened to them, heard their joy. I heard that they were not distressed, but in joy, in peace, in their condition. And witnessed that they cried out. They didn't try to flee, but they stayed steadfast there. Having witnessed this, that he called for a light and sprang in. And came trembling. Something was working on his heart. What he'd heard, what he'd experienced, what he'd seen. And fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? What have I got to do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Notice, when asked of Peter, he said, Repent. Ask of Paul, he said, believe. You can't believe until you've repented. Many scriptures point out. I think about how in the book of Mark, as an example, how that the order set before us by Jesus Christ himself. Scripture in Mark chapter 1, verse 15, said, Now after that John, that's speaking of John the Baptist, was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Now, there's been a lot of God-called preachers I've heard. Years I've been alive, been blessed to be around hearing a lot of the gospel preached. I'm thankful to God for it. But I just can't imagine what it'd be like to hear Jesus Christ himself preaching his own gospel. I'd imagine that would be wonderful indeed. It says he came preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Now notice the order. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. These two are inseparable. It's like trying to decide which comes first, the bullet or the bullet hole, when the bullet hits, say, a plank. The bullet or the bullet hole, which one comes first? They're right there. They're inseparable. Repentance, though, precedes faith. Repentance, the Lord said, repent ye and believe the gospel. Being deeply convinced of our guilt, danger, and helplessness, and of the way of salvation in Christ, we turn to God with unfeigned contrition, confession, and supplication for mercy. Repent and believe the gospel. Think about another example. Scriptures teach us over in the 2 Corinthians letter, 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Scriptures tell us this. It said, For godly sorrow, this is verse 10, 2 Corinthians 7, For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Godly sorrow, the Bible tells us, works repentance to salvation. It's God's goodness that leads us, that brings us to repentance. God's long-suffering God's mercy, God's sustaining with us but not failing to stand by the truth, showing it to us, holding it up to our very mind's eye, the Spirit carrying it right down into our heart, like on that occasion we've referred to with Peter, like on that occasion with Paul and Silas down in that Philippian jail. The godly sorrow that these people expressed there in Acts chapter 2 with Peter, they were pricked in their heart. Over there in with Silas and Paul, that man witnessing what he witnessed, he came in trembling, called for a light, came in trembling, and each of them, whether there with Peter or there with Paul and Silas, cried out. They were moved with godly sorrow. Godly sorrow works repentance to salvation. And the Lord said, repent ye and believe the gospel. So in this article dealing with repentance and faith, we see how throughout the scriptures, many examples are called to our attention of how that these two are indeed a Bible doctrine regarding the very truth relating to salvation. I think about down in Ezekiel. I'll give one more example as our time swiftly passes out of the book of Ezekiel. Down in about chapter 13, the scripture tells us there, well, this would be, I'll refer to one in chapter 18. Scripture tells us there, he says, and I'm going to get the last sentence in verse 30 of Ezekiel 18, repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. God knows what sin and iniquity is going to result in, so he calls on us to repent, that iniquity will not be our ruin. Don't know where anyone stands today, where you might stand in relation to God, but I tell you how to get close to God, that's through repentance toward God and faith toward Christ Jesus. Hope something's been helpful. If so, you be careful to thank the Lord for that. Please continue to pray for us. We'll pray for you as well. Again, this is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. Thanking you for tuning in.
You have been listening to The Fishers of Men, a missionary Baptist ministry featuring Brother Mike Bronner of Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. And you can contact Brother Bronner at area code 907-772-3891, or you can reach him by mail at P.O. Box 1523, Petersburg, Alaska 99833. Thank you for listening to The Fishers of Men on KRSA.